Hey there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. It's been a little bit of a break. We've been creating some amazing software for our Leverage Connection community, and a few things have changed, but it's time to get back, and it's time to be able to help you be able to grow your business, use your networks better, get referrals from strategic partners, and in the end, really improve the way you do human relationships. And that's what this podcast is all about. So if you're listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, you're watching us on YouTube or any of the other social platforms, so great to have you with us and looking forward to getting through how to utilize your networks correctly. See, I think the thing starts with people not actually even realizing that they have a network around them. When you think about how business is done, business is done because somebody knows of you. They know of your business. They know of your service. They know the thing that you do. And whether they have the pain point or whether they know someone who has the pain point, that has to be the starting point. They have to know you. So the first thing we've got to be able to do is put more of the right people into our network. And this is where the thinking is quite different from the way I think to the people who just focus on, oh, let's just sell to every single person we come across and this thing called sell by chat. It's like, if the whole purpose of you connecting to someone is to sell your crap, then it's a numbers game. People buy because they like you. People buy because they actually feel like you're going to make their life better. They can't make that decision simply by you sending them two messages and saying, hey, come buy my stuff. And that's why utilizing a network in this way is so important. Because in your network, there's not just people who can buy. There are people who can open doors for you. There are people who can become strategic partners or referral partners for you. There are people who simply can just talk about you. And they might not ever become a client or a referral partner. But they're going to talk about you to people who say, hey, I need a whatever it is that you do. Is that your network is only as useful as the people you put in there and how well you keep relationships with them. And that second part is what I want to dive into today. Because we have all these people around us, but we tend not to do a great job of keeping relationships with them. So let's look at your life, and it's no different to my life. It's pretty busy. We've always got things on. It's easy to forget a few things that happened the other day, let alone the other week, let alone the other month. So if someone came to me now and said, oh, I'm looking for, I'll just make something up, I'm looking for a bookkeeper. Do you happen to know anyone? Now, I know within my network, there are hundreds of bookkeepers. But who are the people who are going to come to the top of my mind? The people who I have the latest interactions with. The people who I caught up with recently. The people who I was in a conversation with recently. The people who I might see on a regular basis. See, that's how we operate as humans. So the more you can stay front of mind and the deeper you take those relationships within your networks, the more someone is likely to help you. I always find it quite amusing that people who are part of, say, networking groups, chamber of commerce, referral groups, etc., go, well, just because I'm part of it, now they're going to give me business. I was like, no, they're not. Because they might know what you do, but that doesn't mean that they like you. It might mean that they haven't had a chance to like you. And if they do like you, the next step is, can they trust you? And it's amazing how many little things we do without even realizing it, without even thinking about it, that shoot ourselves in the foot. And therefore, what ends up happening? You don't get as much business as you want to. So there's a number of things that I want you to be able to take away from here. The first one is, like, draw yourself a circle and write in that circle that you have a audience. And underneath it, just go dash network, because that's what it is. All of these people, friends, family, colleagues, referral partners, clients, people on your social media platforms, people within your phone, people within your CRM, people that you're meeting on a regular basis, well, not even a regular basis, people you're meeting the first time. You can choose, do you want them in your network or not? Do you want them in your audience or not? So how do you decide? Well, I talk to our clients and say, hey, well, they've got to pretty much be one of three things. They've got to be a potential client somewhere down the track. They've got to be, so that means simply that they're the type of people you work with. They've got to be a door opener. So they've got the same sort of networks, or they've got the ability to open doors for you to other people. Or they're some sort of strategic partner where you can cross-promote each other and find referrals for each other. They're the three different types of people. And if they're not that, sure, they might be just simply a support person. And that, of course, you need support people within your network. And that might be where friends and family come into it, or certain colleagues come into it, mentors come into it. So they're the four things. And if they're not any of those, why are they in your network? They probably don't need to be. You can remove them. So that's the first part, getting the right people into your network. The second part is then engaging with your network. Now, for most people, they engage to create business. There is no slower way of being able to create business than actually simply engaging with your network to create business. Because again, as human beings, what do? Hey, we've got to know someone, like someone, trust someone, feel a connection with someone. And the faster you get to a personal level with people, the faster that happens. Now, I'm really big that if someone can't know you, like you, trust you, they can't have a connection with you. If they don't have a connection with you, then they can't ask themselves, I wonder how that person could make my life better. And before anyone can buy from you, that's what they've got to say. How can you make my life better? So to get to that point, they need to feel. It's exactly that. It's feel those particular things. They need to feel connected to you. They need to feel like they can trust you. They need to feel like they like you. They're not logical things. They're in the emotional green brain that doesn't understand logic. It's all feeling-based, and that's where it comes from. So if you're engaging with your network and all you're ever doing is just talking about business and you're very logical and analytical and rational, it's going to take forever for you to be able to build those feelings within someone else. So instead, treat your network as exactly that. Hey, what are you up to these days? What doors can I open for you? What sort of clients are you looking for? Let me keep an ear out open for you. Hey, I saw you went away to XYZ. How was it? Hope you have a great birthday. Did you do anything to celebrate? Like, be a person. And the great thing is that with your social platforms, and in particular for us, LinkedIn, world's largest free database, you can pretty much build a network of exactly who you want and engage with them every single day. If you're a person that loves networking, sorry, you don't even have to go and find networking events. You can have your own networking party for 30 minutes a day, every single day. That is what Leverage Connections is all about. So leverageconnections.com. And it's about you using your networks, leveraging your connections. But the best part, you get to do it on autopilot Because software gets to do it for you. See, there's a whole bunch of things that you should be doing. Building your network with the right people. Starting conversations with them. But that's time consuming. So sure, you can get a VA to do it. It costs money. That's where software can help you do it. So you can focus on the most important part within your network, deepening relationships. The deeper you build those relationships, the more doors get open for you. The more someone actually wants to do things for you. The more you can find strategic partners, referral sources, cross-promotion partners. And the more you can find potential clients to become clients, because they can start actually understanding what you do and how you could make their life better. So if you're a service business in particular, don't go away from what we call H2H, human to human marketing. Because in the end, all of your sales comes from a conversation. So you can use whatever tactic to get them to you. But in the end, you've got to have a conversation with them. You've got to have them talking back to you. And if all you're trying to do is just sell to them, then not going to happen. Add value to people's lives. And when you add value to people's lives, they actually start to realize how much you actually care about them and not just simply their money. Hopefully it's been super helpful. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on YouTube, coming to you far more regularly than what we have for the last 4 months. Every week, make sure you subscribe to your favorite podcast platform to get the Get More Referrals Today podcast. And really looking forward to being able to speak to you real soon. Take care, everyone. Have an amazing day. Make sure you go and make an impact with your clients and your networks. Take care, all. Speak to you soon.